It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
So I think we figured out one of the reasons why Darren Copeland on the Darren Copeland Experience is so scattered all over tonight. I said the Darren Copeland Experience.
I never said my... This is why I don't want to be Project, because Project, like, Project...
It's like just, you're working on something.
Yes, we're right. Not working. There's no working.
No.
No, there's no working.
As I said, the Darren Copeland Experience, because it is an experience. It's unlike any other...
This makes me feel sad. Like, this makes me feel...
No, you said...
Bats...
I think we found the reason why you're a little scattered tonight.
Cinco de Mayo?
Because it's Cinco de Mayo. And off the air, Darren was feeling very vulnerable.
I was.
And being like, am I really that out there? And we're like, well, you've been a little odder than usual tonight. And he says, well, it makes me feel like I'm really crazy. To which Alex replied,
oh, you may be right.
Maybe you are. Hence... In that honor, we're going to play a little Billy Joel, You May Be Right, I May Be Crazy. Because it's okay to be crazy. This radio show is all about crazy. Listen, earlier today, I was watching the Dan Le Batard show, and they specifically were spending the entire show promoting LeVar Ball and his new tennis shoes.
Knowing, I want a pair.
Knowing full well that they were just going to get all kinds of hate mail.
I want a pair.
And ignore all of that. All of the other sports things. I do not want a pair, but I also never wanted a pair of Air Jordans. And I'm not paying $500 for a pair of tennis shoes. But
why?
I'm not paying $500 for a pair of anything.
Why? Your girlfriend would pay $5,000 for a pair of Manolo Blahniks.
If she can afford it. I don't have $5,000 to spend on a pair of shoes. But the point is, like that show, like other shows that are on the air scattered around the country, we're not about doing what everybody expects from regular sports talk radio.
People have expectations of us?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Oh, my God. That
listeners
even may.
And one of the reasons why we not only will not do what people expect from traditional talk sports radio, we will not do it, but also I don't think we are able to do it. I don't think we are capable of doing the kind of sports talk radio that every other sports talk radio show in this town is about. We are not built that way, and your mind doesn't work like any other person's.
No, dear
mind.
God. Like, no, when I'm at, like, baseball games, I'm working in the press box, and they're all, like, writing down, they're doing their scorecards, I'm like, you guys realize that there's a website for that.
Right.
And they mock me.
Well, you know, some of those guys are old school, and they just want to do the old school way, and that's fine. Let them do it. But we don't do your quote unquote traditional talk sports talk radio because we don't want to, and because we are physically incapable of doing it.
Are you suggesting something?
We are physically incapable of doing it.
All right.
Because if we tried, you would literally explode.
Probably.
Like there would you would be
or fall asleep.
No, no. I feel like I'm being discriminated against. This goes back to my whole dogs thing.
Your dog's thing?
Yes.
What
the
dog's
pit bull thing?
The pit
yes,
bull
pit bull.
Thing?
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Well, you're discriminating against dogs.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
How am I discriminating against
because
dogs?
Because dogs aren't... No, I can't do it. I won't do it.
Don't go there.
I just won't.
I know.
Can't. Dogs
are
in a race.
Are you still crazy?
I get it. You make these weird connections, and then we have to make you explain them because... Otherwise, people in the car...
Oh, I'm used to explaining them.
...will be driving along going, what just happened? They will be. They'll be questioning their own sanity, and we don't want them to think that they're crazy. See, Alex and I are here. We're the straight men in this mix here. We're the ones taking care of the audience. You do something crazy, say something weird, and then we have to take care of them.
We're the voice of the audience.
We're the voice of the listener, yes. That's why we're here.
I've got a bowling update.
Do you have a legitimate bowling? Is it legit?
Yeah.
it's a real bowling. It's not like the last bowling update you had, which you
the
just...
The world rankings of bowling? That's a legit bowling update.
I suppose. You spent like 10 minutes 2 days ago giving us names of bowlers that we don't care about. But if you want to give us a world ranking, let's do it.
Host Kent State University made a pair of third inning runs as the Golden Flashes went up 2-0. They're visiting over Bowling Green University softball team.
Do you see this look I'm giving you?
No.
Do you see the look of pure hatred right now that I'm throwing your way? Did I not just say, is this a legit bowling update?
Are you suggesting that Bowling Green is not legitimately
that
bowling?
That is exactly what I'm suggesting.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why am I not?
Bowling Green is the name of a school. It's not bowling. I don't feel like I should have to explain these things to you.
It's still
you
a Bowling Green update. Laser Cat,
no.
Bowling Green, Laser Cat, Bowling Green, Laser Cat, Bowling Green lost to Kent State 2-0. I got to work on the last part. But every other part of that was actually really good. Okay, fine. I'll go sit in the corner.
No,
I'm going to go sit in the corner like I'm doing some sequel to the Blair Witch Project.
You came in this evening. First thing you said before we even got on the air, you were like, man, I saw the most amazing job today.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And we have spent an hour and 18 minutes, an hour and 21 minutes, actually, because we go on at 58.
Because I'm feeling maligned, maybe just a little.
And you have not once, that actually could be a decent topic. A day like today, it was May the 4th yesterday, we could have talked movies. Tonight.
Taking to derbies this weekend?
I am going to the derby party.
I'm rooting for the one-eyed horse.
So am I. And its odds have gotten better. It went from 40-1 to 30-1.
All right.
I can see where that's happening.
Of course you can. I can't really see why it's
Oh! Look at that. One-liners.
No, that was legitimate. I can't see why its odds are improving because it's not like it got another eye. Like it's still running with one eye.
Well, you know the whole thing?
Oh, God, what?
There's no I in the word team.
Uh-huh. There is a me, and there's a meat.
And that's horse if they don't run fast enough.
And there's an at.
What about glue?
Not in the word team.
So I was listening to the big show, whatever it is, on the with Eric Goodman and whenever Les is in Arizona.
Right.
And they're talking about the horse races, and they're asking which was the most difficult. Which was the most difficult to win? 3 out of the 4 majors in golf.
Okay.
3 out of the 4 majors in tennis or the Triple Crown?
Triple Crown.
Do you know why?
Because it's been done like once in the last 40 years.
Because if you lose, you get shot.
That's also not true. Actually,
if you break your leg.
If you break your leg, you do.
If you break your leg, you get shot.
Right, but all the other losers don't necessarily get shot. They get sent out to studs.
Let me tell you. Yeah, well, okay. So if I was to put into like at the Triple Crown, say, okay, all of a sudden someone retired because of injury, say like, I don't know, Federer was home. Oh, my leg hurts.
Right. Pow! Yeah. Well, that won't happen.
That would make tennis a lot more exciting. Can you imagine golf? All of a sudden, Ricky Fowler's like, oh, my back. Much more exciting sport.
If someone actually walked onto the course and had to put down a golfer because they could no longer
finish.
He's
the medic. Oh,
that would be more enjoyable
to
watch.
Hi, I'm the doctor.
That would be more enjoyable to watch.
Oh, I see what the problem is. He's just not as lively as he used to be.
But you have to finish the round. Like, they'll only put you down if you physically can't finish the round.
Dustin Johnson, is your knee hurting? Okay, well, let me give you a little shot to the knee. Does that feel better? Now finish your round. Tiger, your back's hurting? Oh, I'm sorry. Tiger had to withdraw.
Permanently.
Well, no, because now he does.
Yeah.
It was just his back before. Rory McIlroy, you're going to throw one into the woods? Let me tell you what I'm going to do.
Wait, you're not shooting him if they just go into the woods or go out of bounds.
Hey, listen, I am not a doctor. I'm not going to tell you whether or not it's a diagnosis that deserves to be shooting or not. That is a diagnosis for a doctor, just like the Kentucky Derby.
They only put a horse down if it actually breaks its leg and can't be fixed.
Are you sure it's only sprained? It's broken? It's broken? Okay. Oh, you know what? It was sprained. Sorry.
Well, but that's vastly different from hitting a ball out of bounds and having to be shot. Now, granted, it would make the game more enjoyable for your casual observer.
Justin
sure.
Rose, you won the Olympics, but your knee's been acting up. That'll teach you. Oh, you know the other thing? Speed up play. Are you being slow?
Well, I think if you threaten to shoot him with a beanbag, if they lag, then
bean
I think
beanbags? What?
You can't just go around killing golfers.
Horses don't have beanbags.
Yeah, but they don't just go around killing horses willy-nilly.
Okay, how about Sergio Garcia?
Why would you kill Sergio Garcia?
Because he's a kind of a jerk, even though he won the Masters. Oh, there he is, gone. Sorry, too late.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.